Thank you. By the way, again, Faisal could not make it, so I'm going to speak on behalf of him, and this work is done completely by him. So the overview of the presentation is shown here. And as you know, the lung mechanics is very complicated and changes across the respiratory cycle, and it is very important to understand what happens during the breathe-in versus breathe-out phase, and how the lung volumes change, and what's the mechanics of it. And that can influence many disease states, and it is important to understand the mechanics of the lungs as well. And again, as a disclaimer here, I haven't done any poroelastic models or anything here, and it is completely a simple principal frequency estimation analysis to obtain a global stiffness value of the lungs, okay? So what are the current methods right now to really go and evaluate the mechanics of the lungs are spirometry and a forced oscillation technique, as well as the lung CT scans. These are some of the techniques that are currently being used. As you know, for the lung function test during the spirometry, you get the flow curves, and what you understand is the flow dynamics, which volume, the capacity, and also the flow rate, which can also estimate the global modulus of the lungs. Based on the flow versus volume curves, where you can see in different, where you can clearly see in different phases how an obstruction versus a restriction can change your flow curves, and based on that, you can estimate the lung mechanics. And the disadvantage of this technique is it's only global. Again, you cannot spatially get it. No matter what, here, even in MRE, I estimated only global, but again, MRE has the potential to go and obtain a spatial stiffness map as well. So the lung function test, which also includes the forced oscillation technique, as you can see here, it can provide you the airway resistance versus the reactance, and this can, but the problem with that is it only provides, again, a small area of interest where you can go and understand the central versus small airway obstructions are, which can only be differentiated. And the disadvantage is no anatomical extent of the disease can be provided based on this technique. Okay, and as you already know, the current gold standards that are clinically being used is the X-ray or CT, and the advantage is you get the morphological information, but it cannot provide the mechanical properties, which are very critical for understanding the function of the lungs. And however, it also provides you the ionizing radiation, which is also a concern. So based on all these limitations, the MRE has a potential advantage in really going and providing the mechanical properties of the lungs, but the biggest challenge is the signal from the lungs, right? Because of the T to star, it is very challenging to get the signal from the air pockets, which is what is the biggest challenge. However, we can still do it, and the aim of the study is to perform a baseline of normal lung during the residual volume versus total lung capacity, and estimating the stiffness using the principal frequency analysis. So we have performed this study in 9 healthy volunteers and used an 1.5T Avanto scanner, and the MRE sequence parameters are shown here, and typically these are our TEs and TRs, and the MEG frequency is around 250 hertz, and the mechanical frequency is around 50 hertz in the, that's what we are vibrating the lung tissue. So again, we also estimated the lung density using the basic GRE sequence, the fast gradient echo sequences. And this is the sequence diagram typically, and which is the normal sequence. Here you can see the MEG lobes that are put on either side of the 180 refocusing pulse. And this is what we are encoding the motion. Okay, and you can beautifully see the waves propagating in the lungs. This is during the residual volume versus total lung capacity. You can see the change in the wavelength of the propagating wave. And this one, we just did an LFE estimation. However, I don't trust this completely. Anyway, just to see the significant difference, you can see the stiffness variation is also shown here. However, this is another experiment that in another volunteer we performed, and you can see beautifully the waves during the residual volume versus the total lung capacity. So this method is pretty reproducible, and Spinnaker EPI is one of the greatest advantages. You get a good SNR. When I say good SNR, relatively better than the current available techniques. However, the other direction that we are moving forward in terms of the sequence development is using the Spinnaker spiral sequence, which will have more advantage because the signal, and you can also bring down your T a lot shorter compared to your Spinnaker EPI sequence. And this is how we have estimated the lung density, because as you know, the lung density changes during the breathe in versus breathe out phases. And as you can see here, we have done a fast gradient echo sequence, and we have a gadolinium doped water phantom so that we can normalize the intensity variations, and we can estimate the lung density accurately using this fast gradient echo sequence. So these are the typical values that we have obtained, the lung density, as you can see in the nine during the residual volume versus the total lung capacity. During the residual volume, you will have little more tissue, so you will have a higher density compared to the total lung capacity. And these are the effective mean stiffness measurements that we have obtained when we have assumed the lung density to be 1 gram per centimeter cube. As you can clearly see, the total lung capacity has a higher stiffness value compared to the residual volume when assuming lung density to be 1 gram per centimeter cube. So moving forward, then we use the lung density values that we have obtained using the fast gradient echo sequence. These are the values that we have plugged in, and you can see the stiffness values during the residual volume is around 0.66, and compared to the total lung capacity is around 1.01 kilopascals. So in conclusion, I think we have shown that lung MRE can be performed in a breath hold using a Spinnaker EPI sequence without any noble gas inhalation. That was one of the methods, and this work has been earlier done by Mayo Clinic as well. And also there was some preliminary work done by Ingall Sachs group also on the lung MRE. However, and lung shear stiffness varies across the respiratory cycle, that is what we have shown. And the lung is softer at RV compared to the total lung capacity, and the lung density also changes across the cardiac cycle, respiratory cycle. With this, I would like to thank my team, and thank you.
Thank you, that's very interesting. Could you just tell me why you decide to show the waves just as a segment in the organ?
Oh, okay, that's a good question, because the other side, we haven't used the cardiac gated sequence. The other side, we have a lot of motion coming from the heart, so we haven't used the other side of the lung. So, but we are moving ahead in the direction where we can use a cardiac gated sequence and even obtain images on the other side as well. Yes, on the right side, the problem is you have a heart motion. You have the heart going, heart motion going on, so that has a lot of motion artifacts in that direction.
Still, why wouldn't you just cut the image in half and show
how? Yeah, we can do that.
More questions?
Here. Matt,
you have a question.
How do you separate the shear and longitudinal wave in this case, considering that probably around about the same wavelength?
That's a good question. Right now, the only way is we do the bandpass filtering, and that's how we are taking care of. But other than that, there's no other way to really tease apart.
Okay.
Arun, those are the most impressive images I've ever seen in the lung. Not using any polarized gases?
Nothing.
This is unbelievable, but very impressive. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Arun, I know the results you reported at the end are from principal frequency analysis, so not this. But not this. These seem like quite high stiffnesses compared to the PFA. What would make the LFE go high like this?
You're saying LFE goes, what's your comment? Sorry, I didn't get your comment.
These numbers are 6 and 9.
Uh-huh.
Are these corrected for density yet or not?
No, these are not.
So would they be even higher when you divide by density, right? Or does it go the other way?
It would be lower.
It would be lower, okay.
Lower.
So they're not all that different from the PFA then?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.